So you've got a lot on your plate, including your health right now. We're talking about cancer. When did cancer first come into your life?
I had cancer 20 years ago at the age of 53. I had prostate cancer. I felt great. So I had surgery, three surgeries. I thought all was well. And 10 years later, it came back, and I had 7 weeks of radiation. Then 5 years later, it came back in my shoulder. Now it is back in the bone in five places.
So it's bone cancer.
And it was in my shoulder. But shoulder was by itself, so they could radiate it. But this time, they can't radiate all those five places.
So how are you fighting it now?
I think I'm doing well.
With what?
With chemo. I've had chemo since March, and it's October.
How often do you need to have
chemo? I get them every 21 days. I get it this Friday.
Is this curable?
No, it's incurable.
Which means you will have chemo?
I will have chemo the rest of my life, unless I wish to stop and just... The radiation makes me really, really weak. The worst part of it is acceptance. Because I'm used to, if I see those gutters, I want to clean them or get up and jump up and do something. And the hardest part is that I can't do what I used to do.
You don't have the energy for it.
I don't have the energy and can't do it. I'm out of breath when I shower and dress.
After you've had a chemo treatment, then you're weak, particularly for how long?
Well, it's 21 days and it's sort of downhill. You're lowest, the bottom. But contrary to what they say, the worst days are 3 days after I have chemo so far.
This has taken on another form of pain for you then, hasn't it?
Yes. Through a treatment that I took for bone density, it did some bone damage, which started this, I can't say it, it's trigeminal neuralgia. It's a nerve that is in your head. It causes my jaw, my ear, and my head to ache. So we're dealing with that nerve besides the chemo, which is worse than the chemo. But I had cyber knife surgery on it 2 weeks ago, so hopefully that will take care of it. They said it may take as long as 3 months.
Has it felt better since then?
It felt better the first week, and then I had a bad week. But I'm afraid to brag on it because it's doing good now.
So they really focus in on that area then. You're not the first to have had this side effect.
No.
It's known as, I think you've called it a suicide disease.
It is. And when I went to get my MRI, that's what the lady said, oh, you're here for the suicide, which shocked Francie. But, you know, it's the only thing that sort of confirmed the degree of pain. I have a book on it now. One out of three commit suicide because they don't know there's help for it or an answer.
They figure, yeah, I may be beating cancer, but I can't live with this pain for the rest of my life.
That's what I'm thinking. Right. If I could get rid of this pain, I could deal with cancer.
Do you fight depression?
No.
Really?
I don't.
You've never fought depression?
I maybe have when I took 7 weeks of radiation. You know, I didn't care if I got up, but I don't now. I believe in the power of prayer, positive thinking, and good medicine.
Well, it's gotten you through so far, hasn't
it? It has. I'm 74. I'll be 75 soon. I'm going to try to make it to 80.
And beyond.
Because I'm going to paint and do the things I want to do, smell the roses.
When you say you want to paint.
Oil painting. I want to paint.
Have you ever done any oil painting?
I have. Of course, I did in college. I did after college, and I did even maybe 10 years ago. I took a class just so I would paint, but I haven't since, and I'm dying to do it.
You're there now. You want to do that.
I'm going to do it this summer.
What will it be? Landscape?
Or still lifes, or both.
In the meantime, your shop and everything else is going, too. So you have a lot happening that is probably some taken care of. While you don't always feel up to the task.
That's right.
And you've never felt like giving up.
No. No, I hope I don't get to that. Not to say that it couldn't happen, you know, with radiation, because he says chemo is like radiation, that it's accumulative, so it will get worse. But I'm not afraid to die, but I want to live more than I ever wanted to live.
And of course, our Maker put that into us. Thank God.
Yes.
We want to live